Lord, we've already begun to share in our prayers for others and for ourselves this morning. There are many circumstances that we bring before you today. But as I've mentioned some of the things that I've shared, that there's so much that's happening on a world scale that sometimes we just simply don't know where to start in our prayers. But it's important, Lord, that we continue to turn to you in the midst of these things, whether that be across the world, across Australia, or much, much closer to home for us. Lord, there's much wisdom that's needed at the moment in the circumstances in Iran and more generally across the Middle East. Please stir within the hearts of so many that have positions of responsibility and decision-making to move towards outcomes that will bring about peace and cessation of war. I pray particularly, Lord, for those in villages and towns across Iran and Lebanon and Israel and so many other places there, where there is injury and harm, where there is uncertainty for folk here in Australia as well, for family, not exactly knowing what is happening for them. Our prayers continue, Lord, that you will give your peace personally within people, within each of us, but more broadly that peace may come. We pray, Lord, for this nation of Australia and again for our leaders at all levels of government, that they may govern with wisdom and insight and compassion for the well-being of all people across this nation. May we always be thankful for what we have here. Lord God, we have already shared in prayers for the Anderson family, for Margot and family, and for Brangiapons. We pray for others that we are conscious of this day, those that are unwell, those who are concerned and anxious, those who would normally share with us here but are away from us, family and friends and loved ones in different circumstances. We join our prayers with those of Wendy on Friday and praying for those who are travelling, working, giving of themselves this weekend. And help each of us this day, Lord, as we gather here, to be so reassured of your ongoing presence with us as the risen Christ, that our lives are filled with hope for this day and for tomorrow and for all the tomorrows to come. Lord, we pray this in and through the name of Christ, who taught his followers the Lord's Prayer, saying, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen."